Hosea chapter number 5, Hosea chapter number 5. As we look at Hosea chapter number 5, we find the rebuke of the nation of Israel along with the nation of Judah. And then if you jump down to somewhere around verse number 13 or so, we find that Israel seeks help from the king of Assyria instead of turning back to God. So we're going to begin reading just for a few moments this evening. And that will be just a very short while as we think about this thought of knowing God's will, knowing God's will. So if you found your place in the book of Hosea, even if you haven't, let's stand for the reading of God's word this evening. We'll begin reading in verse number 15 down through chapter 6, verse number 3. There's a lot packed into this little book of Hosea. If you never have done a book study of Hosea, I encourage you to do that. You'll come away refreshed in the things of the Lord. Notice what the Bible said beginning in Hosea chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 15. And I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early. Chapter 6, verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Notice verse number 3 where we're going to be at this evening. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, he is going forth and is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain and the latter and former rain unto the earth. Let's pray. Father, as we look at this wonderful passage of Scripture in Hosea chapter number 6 and verse 3, I pray, Father, as we would look at these thoughts, Father, three very simple truths for us tonight as we try to contemplate and know what God's will is. Oh, Father, so many times we're perplexed in this world. What does God want me to do? Does he want me to go? Does he want me to stay? Am I to do this ministry or not do this ministry? Am I to buy this car or not buy this car? And, Father, we don't have to be perplexed what your will is. This verse here gives us three very easy answers, Father, how we can know what your will is for our life. So I pray, Father, as we head into our bi-monthly ministry meeting, Father, you would help us to understand what your will is and how that we can know it. Father, save that one that needs to be saved this evening. Challenge the hearts of your children that are here. And Lord, we'll be thankful to give you praise and honor and glory. And we thank you from all our heart and our love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. I don't know whether you realize this or not, but God has both a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. He has it for me. He has it for you. Yes, he has it for your spouse, although you may not understand it. He has it for your children, although it may seem that some are wayward and maybe they're not living the kind of life that you think that a young Christian person ought to. But understand this, God does have a plan. He does have a purpose for each and every one of us. I think the best thing that you and I can do is simply this is to discover that plan and then pursue God's plan wholeheartedly. I mean, put everything that we have into being what God would want us to be. I think if we ignore God's will in our life, literally, the Bible tells us that we play the fool and we're going to experience significant loss both in time and in eternity as well as far as rewards go. Well, just very quickly this evening before we move into our ministry meeting, how can we know God's will? How can we know God's will? I think here in our text, first of all, it involves our walk. It involves our walk. Notice it says, then shall we know if we follow, speaking about walk, on to know the Lord. I think if we continue to follow the Lord in our daily walk, we can learn the will of God for our life. Understand this, that God reveals his will to us step by step, day by day, year by year. He seldom really reveals much in advance, but only what we need to know at that present time. I think perhaps the exception might be the Apostle Paul after he received Christ as his Savior in Acts chapter number 9. It seemed like he got the dump truck loaded upon him, but that's normally not the way God works in our life. And as we begin to follow him and be obedient to him step by step, day by day, God begins to reveal more of his will for our life. And if we want to know what God wants us to do tomorrow, guess what? We're going to have to learn it by being obedient today. And so you say, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, maybe his will is not being revealed to you today because you're not being obedient. And God is under no obligation to give you any more if you're not doing what he already has asked you to do. Someone said this, tomorrow's direction are dependent upon today's obedience. Tomorrow's direction are dependent upon today's obedience. And if you're here this evening and you're struggling to know God's will, your problem may be this, that you're not obeying God in your present situation. You say, well, I think I am. Well, see, it's more than I think. It ought to be, I know that I am. Be obedient to what God has already revealed to you. How can you ask God for more when you're not doing what he already has told you to do? I think the biggest thing that trumps up Christians is this matter of struggling to do God's will. And because God has revealed stuff to us and we're not doing that, we feel that God is not really revealing what his ultimate will is for our life. It will come step by step. It will come day by day as you are obedient to the will that God has already expressed to you in your life. Well, we can know God's will, first of all, by our walk, but then also by our will. Notice what the verse says. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. If you truly want to know what God's will is for your life, your heart and attention ought to be focused on that. See, we live in a day and age today that our attention spans are about like this. If it doesn't have any video to it, doesn't have any moving picture, if the storyline or the plot line doesn't move very quickly, we get bored and we just don't focus on that. And I want you to understand, to know God's will for your life, your heart and your intentions or your desires should be focused 100% on doing and knowing his will. Your desire is expressed through your faithfulness in following the Lord. No matter what challenges you face, you say, well, Pastor, you don't know my life. You don't know the challenges that I face each and every day. You don't know my home life. You don't know my work environment. I want you to understand this, that your desire is expressed through your faithfulness in following the Lord, no matter the challenges that you're facing right now. I think many people struggle to learn God's will because they aren't committed to learning God's will. They're not committing to understanding God's will once it's revealed to us. Our problem is simply this, oftentimes as Christians, that we desire to know God's will, and God's will, God shares his will to us, he reveals his will to us, but we say, well, I don't really like that. I was hoping for something else, God. You know, when I surrendered my life at the altar, I didn't really want to be a preacher of the gospel, but I said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And he said, thank you very much. That's all I wanted. I'll get back with you. And later on, not literally, but later on, he said, I'm calling you to preach the gospel. I think sometimes we're afraid to surrender our life. We're afraid to know God's will, because if we know God's will, we feel that we ought to be obedient to God's will. And that's the truth. If you know God's will, you ought to be obedient to his will. And so we find that today in our Christian circles that many people struggle because they aren't committed enough to learn God's will, understand God's will, because they're afraid to do God's will. And they lack the desire to know the will of God. You might even say this, they're weak, they're anemic Christians. I don't know about you, but as our loving Savior, Jesus Christ, desired to do the will of the Father, we ought to have that same desire in our life as well, to follow after him, the desire to do God's will in our life. I think sometimes they lack the enthusiasm to follow the Lord faithfully enough to learn more about his will. You know, sometimes God's will is revealed through prayer. Sometimes God's word is revealed through the reading of the scriptures. Oftentimes God's will is revealed through those two mechanisms, along with fasting and praying and godly counsel from good Christian people around us. And so we find that you can know God's will by your walk. You can find God's will by your willingness to be obedient to him. And notice lastly and thirdly, you can know God's will by your word. Notice what it says in the very beginning part of that verse. Then shall we know. if we follow on to know the Lord. Listen, you cannot follow the Lord and ignore His word. It's impossible to do that. Those two are like blood relatives. They're inseparable. If you want to know what God's will is for your life, listen, you cannot ignore His word. You cannot ignore His mandates. You cannot ignore His word that's in front of you right now. The disciples, think about this, were constantly instructed by the word of Jesus Christ as they followed Him. Listen, they didn't just go about watching Jesus make miracles. Jesus oftentimes pulled some three aside, pulled the other nine along with them, and we find that He instructed His disciples. They were continually instructed by the word of God. Yet oftentimes, you and I, when we get a little revelation of God's will for our life, we say, okay, thank you, God, that's good enough. I hear you. I'm gonna get right on that, and we leave the word of God. Listen, we need to stay by the stuff. If the Word of God led you to God's will, the Word of God will keep you in the will of God as well. And just the same way, if you follow Jesus Christ, the Word is going to be prominent in your life. Just as the disciples followed Jesus, the Word was prominent in His life. If it's not prominent, guess what? If it's not prominent in your life, if you aren't devoted to the study of God's Word, as a result, guess what? You're not going to do well to follow the Lord, or you're not going to do very well in knowing the Lord's will for your life. So I challenge you this evening, let the Word of God be prominent in your life. Be devoted to the study of God's Word and follow God's will and way for your life. And as we close this evening, if you want to discover what God's will is for your life, you can know it through your work. You can know it through His will, being focused on doing His work, and then by being instructed by the Word of God. Those three simple little words will help you to discover the will of God for your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we